This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Time when I was really sick and I had too much pseudoephedrine. That was Courtney Barnett's Avant Gardener. A wonderful track, I think. I personally love Courtney Barnett. This is Sticky and Zook, and y'all are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Sticky right now is actually on his way. He may or may not have fallen asleep after the alarm at 7:15. I blame him. He said he was going to be the first one in the dining hall. That is DeWick McPhee Dining Hall. And he wasn't. So take from that what you will. Up next, we have an awesome new band coming out of Somerville, Otis Shanty, and their track Parting Ways.
Thank you. they wanted to kill himself. Waking on a pretty day. Don't know why I ever go away. It's hard to explain. My love in these days. Say I've been most all around, but honey, I ain't going nowhere. Don't wear a bad thing, it's only dying. I live along your straight line, nothing always comes to mind.
we are biggity back, 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 baby.
Wubba dubba 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 boo. This is Sticky
and Zook,
and we are on 91.5 WMFO, starting the day off well here in Medford. It is being a beautiful, beautiful 30 minutes that we've been awake. Sun has risen in a beautiful sunrise, but it's pretty cloudy today. It'll go way, way up to around...
We're not doing the weather right now, dude.
58
That's not what's happening. No, we're
degrees.
Not doing the weather. Also, as a reminder, not 30 minutes we've been awake, but remember because we were awake for longer? Because we had to get
one
here in time?
1 hour.
Yes. I'm not going to lie, Stick. The listeners do know what happened this morning.
No, do they?
I tried to fake it, but they kept calling in and being like, hey,
calling in.
This ain't Stick.
Right.
And
right.
It ain't going to stick.
How many listeners do we have today?
How many listeners?
What's the
vibe?
I mean,
what's that, 192?
192, thank you guys. You guys are so kind.
And remember, we do deserve it. And if you think otherwise,
Well, I'm seeing a zero.
I see 22.
Okay.
So.
Remember, guys, call in 855-915-WMFO. Or in numbers, that is 855-915-9636.
But also, if you can't call with the letters, you should work on that. Because I think that's a fun skill, and it's one of the old school ones that...
How do you do that? You just type in the letters?
Really, dude?
Or oh, okay, so you're going to press the 333 until you get to, like, the F?
No, you don't have to. You just do any of them. A, B, or C, you click one once.
That's D-E-F? What I think 9636 probably is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, I used to have a Nokia brick
really?
Phone, so I'm pretty well-versed.
Sounds like you're not in the verse. It sounds like you just didn't know what to do it.
I would say I'm pretty well-versed, they say, with the Nokia bricks.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a really good... Like, I would finish... You know the Snake game?
I'm familiar with the Snake game,
I would
game,
be
yes.
all over that. Like, I had... filled out the screen with my Snake, and
was
and there's also the other anyways, it's not a big deal. It's like, it was called Diamond Rush 4.
Big fan.
Wow, what a game. I mean,
Stick, what if we played Chuggy Otis? What would you say?
I would be so happy with Chuggy Otis.
Well, lucky for you, Chuggy Otis coming on air,
coming right up. Hell yeah, let's listen.
And we're listening.
Hello, my love. I heard a kiss from you. Red magic satin playing in tune. All through the morning rain, I gaze. The sun doesn't shine. Thank you.
cannot go, 'cause I love you enough to write this song. Drink of choice, I'd buy a cardo off ya and invite round the boys. Tinnies, stubbies, toys, whatever you need. I can't resist that red, white and green. I'd rather be than with the boys sinking.
Take my last name.
Hello, hello. We're just gonna meet you here for a second, just to give you some numbers to think about. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP, with the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare. That means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25% or 0.25% of the planet's population. These are just some numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Oh, into the pond, and we come under the shower. You lay upon my pillow and you open like a flower. I wanted to see you make it, I wanted to hear you scream, wanted to kiss your skin and your everything. I wanted to be your woman, I wanted to be your man, I wanted to be the one that you could understand. You give me chills, I've had it with the chills. I'm nothing, you are nothing, we are nothing with the pills. I'm empty till she feels, alive until she kills, and her vampire. In the snow, where you can't seem to hold me, can't seem to let me go. So I can't find surrender, and I can't keep control. You turn me inside out, and then you walk the outside in. You spin me all around.
Or you could stay for good. it's dead for good.
Chatting with you this morning. Have a nice day.
This is my conquering song, laid on waves so strong. Put the broken down eyes.
Wow. Was that a track?
Yeah. I like the Chicago theme we had for maybe two songs.
Maybe three? Two. It was two.
Two, three, and...
It was two.
No, it was two. But I have a very strong affinity for that because I've never been to Chicago, so it really resonated with me when they talk about Chicago. And
honestly, Chicago's a Chicago. Dope city.
I've
As somebody
heard it's
who
like,
hates a lot on most things, and particularly cities.
Really?
Being from New York, you know,
to. It's definitely I think it's the second biggest city in the U.S.
It is not. I think it's third.
L.A.'s second.
Or is it?
I'm pretty sure it's up there, man. Well, anyways, it's in the top three for sure. I know that.
It's definitely top 10, and let me tell you, it ain't 10.
It seems like a really big city. Just right on the water is so cool, man. I hope to visit one day. I want to see
it's
third.
Guess what fourth is?
Texas, Houston.
Why'd you know that one?
Because I kind of know the five top ones.
Well, what's five?
Probably San Francisco. And then LA's second, then Chicago's third. And of course...
You're not going to guess five.
Really?
Yeah.
Give me the region.
You is San Francisco is really small.
Really?
Like, just like size-wise.
Are we talking metropolitan area?
No, we're talking resident population.
Oh. Give me a hint. What region?
Southwest.
Damn.
Right? You weren't going to guess that.
It's not like a San Diego, is it?
No, it's more southwest than San Diego.
Dude. So it's in Mexico?
No, not like San Diego is on the border. But like, I feel like San Diego is really
Oh, you
California.
Mean like Arizona?
Yeah, type. Like it's Phoenix City.
You're fucking kidding. Oh.
So,
that's
it
crazy.
Is indeed.
That's
super crazy.
Really?
It's Phoenix City, Arizona. Then Philly.
There's no shot.
Then San Antonio, then San Diego.
What about Miami?
Dallas, Miami Austin. Miami's like not even top 25.
Damn.
Boston's 25.
Hell yeah,
according to
dude.
Statista.
I love a little Boston rep. We are the best city in the world.
It's false.
Montreal's pretty cool.
Look with that, what do we have up next, Thick?
Well, I just want to remind our listeners that this is Sticky.
And Zuck.
And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford Tufts Radio Freeform.
Hey, man, why don't we talk like this all the time?
That's a great idea. Now that we're on the radio, I'm going to speak like this all the time.
We've been on the radio, though, to be fair.
Yes, but now
so
I think
it's like
better
now?
If we start now.
Okay,
because
where,
it's
where,
like
where?
Cooler. Anyways, weather's looking good today. You're going to have a nice warm evening at it's maxing out at 11 degrees and you may be like whatever, but it's actually like a good, that's like a solid 55, so you're gonna be chilling in terms of, well, you won't be chilling, you'll be warming in terms
not
of the weather
way,
today
though.
Go outside, suntan, sit on the Prez lawn or the Res quad and catch some rays today.
Or if you don't go to Tufts, do something fun.
Yep. 29 days until sunsets
Christmas.
At 7 p.m. So
we'll see y'all on the flippity flop.
Ciao.
That was great.
I like that ending.